You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is renting a place to live like buying a ticket to a concert full of extra charges that pile up in the end? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The White House is very focused this morning on helping renters avoid surprises when arranging a new place to live. And after setbacks in court, the administration has news today about how it will review corporate mergers and acquisitions to protect consumers. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, a flurry of announcements. Let's start with rental fees. The administration says it's calling for price transparency, similar to recent actions taken with airline fares and tickets to live events, to reduce what the administration calls junk fees. The White House says three major online rental platforms are participating in this latest effort: Zillow, Apartments.com, and AffordableHousing.com. They will start providing the total cost of renting an apartment. That includes upfront costs such as application fees, as well as what may be hidden monthly fees for things like paying rent online. And the idea is that consumers can then more accurately comparison shop because they'll have the total price of a listing.
Right. And the administration also today proposing new guidelines for corporate mergers.
Yeah, and the timing is interesting because the FTC and the Justice Department just lost a big fight to prevent the tie-up of Microsoft and video game maker Activision Blizzard. And there has been some criticism from conservative and business circles that the administration has been too heavy-handed, perhaps, in how it's scrutinized mergers. Still, the FTC and Justice Department this morning released a draft update of the federal government's merger guidelines. This was expected, and the administration says the changes better reflect a modern economy. So, for example, the rules say a merger should not eliminate a potential entrant into a concentrated market. They also address how mergers may affect the labor market, saying they may be illegal if they reduce competition for workers.
All right, Nova Safo, thank you. We're following news this week about Russia declining to renew a deal that had allowed Ukraine to export grain through the Black Sea. The World Trade Organization is urging other countries to keep their own food exports going so more people don't go hungry. Here is the WTO's Director General, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala.
What typically happens when you have a situation like this is that countries react by trying to withhold their own food, and they put export restrictions on them, and that just exacerbates the problem. That's what exactly happened in the 2008-2009 food crisis, and at the beginning of the food crisis here with the war in Ukraine. So what we can do is to tell our members precisely not to do that.
Wheat prices are up nearly 4% on Chicago markets this morning. Meta, the Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp parent, has announced its new AI technology that it'll open source, give away for free. It'll compete directly with OpenAI's ChatGPT. Now, the Meta one is called Llama, and remember that word has two L's. It's from the generic term for these things, large language models.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. New data show that people running companies that build housing are in a more upbeat mood. Pandemic distortions in supplies of things like lumber and AC parts have evened out. There's very strong demand and a low supply of houses and apartments for sale, and some big builders have figured out a way to keep the sting out of higher mortgage rates. Ali Budner reports.
It can be difficult to buy an existing home in today's tight real estate market, but it's a different story in the market for newly constructed homes.
Yeah, the housing market is really a tale of two markets right now.
Danielle Hale is chief economist at Realtor.com.
Because of the lack of existing homes for sale, buyers who are looking for options are often finding them among new construction.
Hale says usually new homes make up about 10 to 15% of the housing market overall, but they're up to almost a third.
New home sales are close to the highest share of the market that they've been in probably more than a decade.
People get frustrated. There's nothing good out there. They see this beautiful new home. They go, okay, we're going in.
Logan Modishami is the lead analyst for the news site Housing Wire. He says it's more than just lopsided inventory issues at play here. Home builders have the flexibility to subsidize mortgage rates for buyers.
They're saying, hey, listen, we could get you under 6% mortgage rates all day long. Why are you going to waste your time, you know, fighting in a low inventory market with 7% rates?
And it seems to be working. Home builder confidence has been trending up every month of this year.
At least in the near term, builders, I think, are cautiously optimistic.
Robert Dietz is chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders. He says builders do have some problems,
including getting access to appliances and electrical transformers and the rising price of some kinds of building material costs, including concrete and wood products.
And Dietz says, with low unemployment levels, there's also a shortage of skilled labor in the construction industry. But he's not too concerned. New home sales are up 20% compared to where they were a year ago. And the industry is starting to reach out to younger, lower-income buyers by offering some new homes at $300,000 or less.
That is an excellent way to expand the new construction market to a younger set of households, renters who are aspiring to become first-time home buyers. The trick is finding a way to make it all budget out.
For now, home builders are making it work and feeling pretty good about it. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.
The national average 30-year fixed mortgage rate today is at 7.25%. I'm David Brancaccio, and we are from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.